Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Buell Leaders Radio, a program of the Buell Early Childhood Leadership Network. Tune in to hear what's happening and what should be happening to move the early childhood field in Colorado forward. Join the conversation with our guests, leaders from around the state who are working on the ground and at policy tables to create equity, opportunity, and educational excellence for all young children and their families.
Welcome to this episode of Buell Leadership Radio. I'm your host, Brett Dabb, and today we are talking with Earlier is Easier. Earlier is Easier is a collective of 25 Denver-based organizations working to increase awareness around the importance of early literacy and development for children ages birth through age three. They have organized a panel with us today for the show, and we'll be talking about how and why Earlier and Easier came together, their approach to collective impact and awareness building, and how other organizations can get involved. Ladies, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Allison Hatch. I'm the project manager for Earlier is Easier.
I'm Kelly Teeter. I'm the maternal child health program manager at Denver Public Health.
Hi there. I'm Marian Batady. I'm the deputy director with the Colorado Parent and Child Foundation.
Hi, I'm Mary Cooner. I'm the early literacy senior specialist with Denver Public Library.
All right. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Marian, I'm going to start with you. Do you mind telling us a little bit about how Earlier is Easier got started?
Sure. Earlier is Easier really was created probably about 4 years ago. And at the time, the Denver Public Library was going through their strategic planning process. And through that process, identified a need in the community for to really more widely disseminate the message about how critical those first 3 years are in a child's life. And the important role that parents and caregivers play as their child's first teacher. So they really wanted to share some simple activities that parents and caregivers can do with their child that really have a huge impact not only on that child's success in school, but also success long-term in life. Activities based on some research that we're all familiar with around just when you go for a walk with your child, reading street signs, when you go to the grocery store, pointing out words on cereal boxes, those types of really just very basic activities that are so easy but have such a huge impact on that child long-term. So a few folks from the library started working on this messaging plan and pretty quickly realized that they were not the only organization that was, you know, that had this idea and that was really trying to get this word out to families with young children. And they also realized it wasn't something that they could or should be doing alone. You know, obviously it's resource intensive as far as financially, but also a huge amount of staff time involved in doing something like this. And then also having numerous organizations doing this type of messaging can really dilute the overall message. So Denver Public Library convened some other partners at the table. Two of those were Reach Out and Read Colorado and the Colorado Parent and Child Foundation, who became the three founding partners for Earlier is Easier. Around 2012, we received a grant from the Piton Foundation, and that gave us the startup money to really get the vision and mission for Earlier is Easier, develop the logo, develop some of that core messaging that we use now. And then we also knew that those three founding partners knew that the strength of this type of a campaign would really be based on having the buy-in and support from all the organizations in the community that work with children and families. So we created opportunities for partnerships, collaborative work with other organizations in the community. We now have a steering committee of seven partner organizations and also created three other levels of partnership for other organizations to get involved. As you said, Brett, we now have 25 organizations who are part of the Earlier is Easier Collaborative. And this year, thanks to a grant from Piton as well as the Buell Foundation, we were able to hire Allison Hatch, which has been really great to actually have a project manager for Earlier is Easier to really help carry that work forward and have a staffed entity to, this has been just such an exciting year to get some of these projects that we've been talking about for the past couple of years just off the ground. That's a brief synopsis.
Great. Well, I'm glad it all came together. Mary, do you mind telling us a little bit about behind the decision to really focus on children up to age three and why in Denver?
Well, it was very deliberate, the idea to focus on birth to three. There are many organizations that are working for in early childhood who may already have a focus on when the children are entering school, and some organizations even broader their reach to up to age eight. But we found that there wasn't really a lot that was going on aimed at parents before a child enters school and as the child's first teacher, parents of the child's first teacher. So there was a little bit of a gap there. And, of course, as we all know, the first 3 years of life are vitally important in terms of brain development. 75% of the brain is developed around age three, and that continues on. So the goal was really to empower parents of the child's first teacher and help them build awareness around what they could do at home and the easy ways that they could help build their child's early literacy and early learning skills, and to empower them to be effective first teachers. We chose to focus on Denver in the beginning because many of our partner organizations are Denver-focused, and building a whole Colorado network seemed a bit daunting at the beginning, and Denver seemed focusing on Metro Denver seemed a more reasonable way to begin. However, our website is used all over the state. In fact, all over the world at this point. We've gotten hits from all over the world. So some of our resources are definitely out there and available for people to use anywhere. But as far as the resources and the messaging and the awareness that we're trying to build in the Denver area, that just seemed like a way we could really use our resources to the best of our ability. You know, we've had interest all over the state in using our resources, and so we certainly want people to take advantage of the resources that we put out there on the web. And we hope that the campaign that we're building is a scalable thing that other organizations can take a look at and try to learn from what we've learned and build their own similar collaboratives in their own neighborhoods.
Great. So for those parents that are caregivers out there listening, whether they're in Denver or somewhere in Colorado or anywhere in the world for that matter that might listen to this, what would be your message to them?
I think our message to them is they are their child's first and most effective teacher, and they have the tools to help give their child the best start in life. And we are just providing them with extra information, the why behind why they're doing what they're doing, and a few activity ideas. And it's really to empower not only them, but anyone who is in a child's life, grandparents, caregivers, family, friends, and neighbor, anyone who works with young children can really help give them that best start in life. And it's an easy thing to do, and it's a fun thing to do, and it makes a big difference. And simply by reading, talking, singing, writing, playing, and laughing with young children, you can help set them on the path for future success in school and in their lives. And we do have resources on the website, activities that they can download, activities that are right there that they can use, easy, all things that are understandable and don't require making any purchases, and they're divided by age groups. We've gone at birth to three, but we've also divided into smaller chunks, birth to 8 months, and then 9 months to, 9 months to 14 months? 24 months, thank you, Allison, and then 24 to 36 months, so that you can find activities for each of those different developmental stages your child goes through in the first 3 years. Easy to do, and we have websites we have an English website and a Spanish website, so these are resources that are available in multiple languages. So I would say that is our main message, that this is something that any parent can do, and really they should feel empowered to be able to help give their child the best start in life.
Allison, how does Earlier is Easier reach parents and caregivers, or how can parents and caregivers out there connect with Earlier is Easier?
Well, a lot of our outreach is really done through our partner organizations. Many of the groups that are part of our collective work have parents and caregivers that they serve as part of their existing programming. So we certainly try to leverage those networks to reach directly to parents and caregivers. There certainly is a lot of research that backs up that where information comes from matters, and getting to parents through trusted networks that they already have established relationships with is very powerful. So we certainly do a lot of work through the partner organizations and through other community organizations as well. And then as far as how parents can get connected to us, we also do a tremendous amount of online communication. We have a pretty strong social media presence on Facebook, and we have a lot of parents from all over Colorado, really, that follow that as well. And that's a great way for parents to get connected and keep in touch with the things that we're doing, as well as with other research that's out there. We do share a lot of information about what's going on as far as research and education and just different things that are happening across the country as well. So those are ways that the parents can stay in touch with us. And then what we really try to do, especially with our partners, is be a framework. And Earlier Seizure really is a network that is existing to help make those connections happen. So certainly other organizations that are out there that are interested in that and ways that we can connect through them to parents and caregivers are really all part of how we get our messaging out.
Great. Mary mentioned a website in English and Spanish. Would you like to share what that website is so if people are out there listening, they can check it out for themselves?
The English language website is earlieriseasier.org. The Spanish language one, I believe, and Allison can correct me if I'm wrong, is eie-espanol.org.
Great. So if you're just joining us out there, I'm talking with Earlier is Easier. So far we talked a little bit about how this collective impact network came together and how they are sharing the importance of early literacy and development with parents and caregivers throughout Denver through their partnerships with local organizations. If you're out there listening and you'd like to ask any questions, feel free to call us at 347-327-9962. And again, the website for Earlier is Easier is simply earlieriseasier.org or eie-espanol.org. All right, let's move on. Kelly, what are the benefits of being a partner organization with Earlier is Easier?
I think the great thing for public health is that we really like the opportunity to work together with all kinds of partners to reach all kinds of adults. So really any adult in contact with a child has an opportunity to be part of that child's development, to build that child's brain architecture. And through Earlier is Easier, we can encourage that kind of positive parent-child or parent-adult interaction in any number of venues for any number of adults. So in the pilot project at the Westside Clinic, Denver Health's Westside Clinic, for example, they're giving out the little tip cards on the little teething ring so that parents can see in English or in Spanish what are the simple things to do. What is sing? What is read? What is talk or play or write or laugh? And then they're taking a brief survey about their confidence and competence, and that way we can try to measure increased confidence and competence, which, as you can imagine, is kind of a circular thing, right? More confidence, more competence, more confidence, more confidence, and figure out if the contact with material is making a difference for them. And it's really great to have, you know, lots of variety of partners, because from the public health approach, we want all kinds of sectors involved, all kinds of partners. So the literacy partners, the nonprofit partners, the education partners, and so on, make a real opportunity to deliver that you know, public health benefit, as we say, in terms of child development.
Great. Mary, what would you say are some of the biggest accomplishments for Earlier is Easier up to this point?
I would say this year has been our biggest year so far in terms of moving forward, and a big part of that is that we were able to add Allison as our project manager this year, thanks to funding from PTON and Buell. She has made it possible for us to move ahead in a number of areas that we probably wouldn't have been able to without her. Some of our big outcomes this past year were launching our Spanish language website, which happened in March. That was a big plus for a number of our partners who were hesitant to share our website information until we had a site in Spanish, because that's the clientele that they're working with, so they needed that resource in Spanish. Also, with the addition of Allison, we were able to launch our Facebook page. That's just another great way for us to get information out to families and to partners. We share our partners' information. We, you know, post our own unique things, but it's been a huge reach, and I think we've really seen some dividends on being able to reach people through Facebook and social media. Kelly mentioned our tip card pilot, and for those who have not seen our tip cards before, it's a set of six child-friendly paper card that's it's chewing-proof paper that parents can get. That each card deals with a different of the one of the early literacy practices we promote: sing, talk, read, write, play, and laugh. And on one side is a little bit of information on the why that skill is important, and on the other side is a little activity idea for a parent. And they're on a teething ring. So we try to distribute those amongst our partners who give them away at community events, give them away to families when they do home visitation. At the library, we've used them in our story times. So those are being distributed in a number of ways, and Kelly mentioned the Westside Clinic pilot, which has been our big push this year, to really kind of get some feedback from parents on how they're using the cards and if it's helping to perhaps change some behavior. So that's been a big push this year. We've had through the tip cards and through our website and through Facebook, we've had numerous parent, caregiver, and partner contacts. This year we also launched a pledge, online pledge, that is just basically something for folks to sign that says, I support this message, I support what you're doing, I believe in working toward giving parent child their first start. Allison is handing me one of the pledge cards so that I can read you what our pledge is that we're asking folks to sign and share on their own social media pages. We believe that all Colorado children should have equal opportunities to realize their full potential and succeed in life. Knowing that 80% of the brain develops by age 3, we pledge to support efforts that promote early development and that build healthy, supportive families and communities. We recognize that earlier is easier when it comes to investing in our children, our economy, and our future. So that's a simple way for anyone to get involved by simply signing the pledge and sharing on their own Facebook page and saying, this is something that I believe is important. So that's been another thing we've done this year. But I really feel like our biggest momentum is having being able to have one person who is dedicated to working with Earlier is Easier and helping us make the gains that we've made in this last year. So I think later on, though, Allison is going to talk about what we're hoping for in the future.
Well, let's just do that right now. Allison, there's a lot of enthusiasm about having you on board. So why don't you share with us, and some relief, why don't you share with us your plans for this coming year?
Sure. This year has been, as Mary said, it's been a very busy year, but it's also been a big planning year for us because with so many great ideas out there and things that the partners want to see happen, and prior to this year, there was just sort of trying to be moved along by staff members who were part of the partner organizations as well. This year has been great to actually have the opportunity to go out and say, what do we really want to do and how are we going to do it? And we have undergone quite a big planning process this year where we've taken in input from the partners and the steering committee and really put together a work plan. And it's been exciting to see what people are most interested in, where the energy is. I know I mentioned a little earlier the concept of, you know, really connecting with parents and caregivers through trusted networks. And that's something that came out in our work plan as an area with a lot of energy that our partners are interested in. How can Earlier is Easier get connected with community groups or faith-based organizations and kind of create a framework for connecting our partners and our resources through those conduits to the parents and caregivers. So that's definitely on the horizon for 2016, more of that type work. There's been a lot of energy around us doing some real flagship events. I mean, Earlier is Easier has been operating for many years now, and lots of people have heard of Earlier is Easier, but we really want to elevate that into the public consciousness and get out and do some big events next year where people get more familiar with the name and the message. So certainly that. And then also our partners are really interested in how we expand outside the choir. I mean, this is something that comes up all the time when you're sitting around the table with early childhood groups is, you know, we all know the message, we know the research, we know the why and the how, but how do we get the people outside our realm? And, you know, one of the things that our partners came up with that they really would like to see happen next year is us really coming up with talking points that anyone can use when they're talking to someone outside early childhood as to why this work is important and why we are all accountable to be part of it, whether, you know, we're talking about our kids or our neighbor's kids or someone else's kids who we take care of. And I think that that's a big push for next year as well. And then another piece that we still really hope to do, and it's something we hope to do this year but didn't come to fruition, is some more just outdoor general media to reinforce this message so that we can get some, at the very least, posters, at the other end of the spectrum, billboards, you know, out in places where people are to help reinforce this message and really to try to get people to hear this in more than one place through a variety of channels. So 2016 is going to be a big busy year.
Sounds like it. Good luck. Have fun. This is Buell Leadership Radio. I'm your host, Brett Dabb, and I'm talking with Earlier is Easier. So far we talked about how Earlier is Easier came to be, their accomplishments to date, and what they are planning on doing in 2016. Again, feel free to call in if you're out there listening with any questions, 347-327-9926. So let's keep moving along. Marion, if you are listening out there and you're a member of an organization that wants to get involved, how might they go about doing that?
You know, I think the first and most obvious way would be to share our information. So as we mentioned, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have website. So I think just sharing that information with your other partners, with families that you work with. We also, as I mentioned earlier, have three partnership levels for organizations to be involved. So we have endorsing partners who are organizations that say love the message, support this, don't have time to actually, you know, do much else other than just endorse the message. Supporting partners are partners who, am I saying this the wrong way around? Or supporting partners are the ones who are saying, I can support in ways as far as financial support, potentially providing, you know, airtime, that type of thing. And then advisory partners, who we have, you know, as we said, we've got several that sit on a steering committee. We also have evaluation committee. When we created the website, we had a committee for website content. And then I would also say there's some creative ways. The tip cards that we've spoken about, we had the Junior League of Denver that actually helped financially pay for those cards, but then also had volunteers that came and helped assemble the ring of tip cards. So I think there's a lot of different ways that organizations can get on board with this important message.
No excuse then. Anyone can get involved.
No excuse.
That's great. So, Allison, if you are a parent or just someone out there who cares for young children or just cares about the development of young children, how would they connect to Earlier is Easier, maybe outside of just going to the website?
Well, certainly at events. They can watch for us at events. We try to go out into the community and participate. And then signing the pledge, as Mary read before, that's a great way for parents to show support. And then also thinking creatively, if they know what our resources are, we've talked about our tip cards, approach us. If you have a playgroup or a learning group or a parent group and you're interested in sharing this information, we certainly are interested in talking with you. We're always looking for new creative ways to get the message out and to engage with parents directly.
Great. I'm a Buell leader. There's a lot of Buell leaders that are listening to this radio station. How can us as a network help move your work forward?
Well, I have to say that several of you are helping us move our work forward because about half of our steering committee is made up of alums of the Buell Leadership Program, which is wonderful. Really, it's about helping us to get the word out. Everyone's talking about collective impact. I know you guys have done a couple shows on collective impact, and that's really what we are. We're a collective impact network, and the Buell leaders understand that, how that works and what that means, and that's really what Earlier is Easier is trying to do. We're trying to all work together in a way to move the needle for kids in Denver and just helping to spread the word and be a bridge for those connections. If you're a Buell leader out there and you're at an organization and you're not a partner with Earlier is Easier yet and you want to be, then we should definitely figure out how to make that happen so that we can extend our network. And, you know, as far as the current Buell leaders that are now, I mean, we are always looking for new ways to measure impact and new ways to look at issues and opportunities in Denver. We this year have started really working towards measuring our collective impact, and those type of projects are always really wonderful if people want to get involved in helping with those.
Wonderful. Well, if there's anything else we can do, please let us know. We'll be happy to. I'm talking with Marion, Mary, Kelly, and Allison, all a part of Earlier is Easier. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. Allison, Marion, whomever would like to field this question, all of you, you've been working now together for 3 years. Are you where you thought you would be at this stage when this whole thing got started?
My response would be yes and no. I think when we first got started, we had these really lofty goals of we want to have bus signs and we want to have billboards. And I think, you know, obviously that's expensive, but I also think, and I know Allison talks a lot about this, that there actually has been a lot of research done that that's not necessarily the most effective way to reach out to individuals with this type of messaging campaign. So I think that going through the way that we're doing it is a lot more grassroots and takes longer, but I think ultimately it will be more effective. I think the support that we've gotten from other partnership organizations and just the excitement around this, I think, is where we were expecting to be and beyond. So I think that's been exciting. What would the rest of you say?
I would just say from the public health point of view, when we first found out about earlier this year, really it just struck us as brilliant, like because it's accessible, it's a common, practical approach, and it's so accessible. Explaining brain science and child development and all that, it can get a little, you know, wonky, right? And some parents are just looking at like, I don't know. But this is so straightforward, right? The images are clear, the message is clear. If I don't know anything about anything, I can say, oh, I should ring, sing, and play and talk to my child. Okay, good, I can do that. Oh, there's a little baby there in the grocery store. I can talk to them. Anybody can do it. Everybody can do it. And anyone can understand it. So I think as you go forward, your momentum, our momentum, is mostly based on the brilliance of the underlying messaging, which is so accessible to any audience. Accessible breathing.
Wonderful. Well, Earlier is Easier is a collaborative that works to increase the awareness among parents and caregivers about the vital role that they play in supporting the brain development of young children, specifically birth through age 3. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you're out there listening and would like more information, you can go visit their website at earlierisEasier.org. They're also on Facebook or Twitter and Twitter, or you could visit them at earlierisEasier@gmail.com for an email, and you can get some responses from them. So anything else, ladies, before we let you go?
Well, just thanks for the opportunity to come and talk and share a little bit about the work that we're doing.
Well, thanks for all the work that you do for our children and families in Denver and Colorado.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. To learn more about the Buell Early Childhood Leaders Network, you can visit us on GroupSite at www.buellecl.groupsite.com or on Facebook at Buell EC Leaders Network.